My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Today. It is a Sunday afternoon. I just grabbed my afternoon coffee and about to feed the horses, and we're just kind of having a lazy day here on the farm after several crazy weeks. So we had some chicken soup, enchilada soup for lunch, and going to have some homemade chicken pot pie for dinner. So getting laundry done and trying to regroup for the week. So I hope that, that you are doing okay. So this episode, I ended up waiting to share. I wanted to think a little bit about what I wanted to say. And I feel like I think that we are all going through a lot right now. And I felt that this was the time to be raw and honest and open just about what's been going on. And this is not going to be an episode where I talk about anything specific, because I feel right now that's irrelevant. I think right now it is more of what we can do for ourselves to heal our heavy hearts, as I'm sure many of us have right now. So I hope that this episode you truly hear me, and that I'm probably feeling many of the same things that you are feeling during this time. Especially as a mother, I think it is very hard to kind of stay focused and, not have fear as a mom for your children and, what they hear or what they experience or what could be. And I hope that I'm sure just like you, I can be as strong and brave for them as I know that God wants me to be. So I hope that this episode will bring comfort to you as it was for me when putting it together. And as always, if there's any time where you'd like to message me or chat, I am always here to do so. So this episode I titled Healing a Heavy Heart with Faith, Family, and Food. And I wanted to start off first talking about my grandmother. I think when I had one of my first few episodes, I mentioned her, my Polish grandmother. And I have many amazing women in my life and when I was growing up. And she was one of those incredible people that just truly shaped who I am today. And as I had mentioned in that episode, my Polish grandmother obviously came from Poland, experienced the Holocaust and made her way here to the United States. And her story is just incredible. And I hope soon this year I'll be doing just an episode on her and just everything that she taught me. But She was always known to her friends in Europe as the woman of good smells, and continued to do so and be that person in our whole family. I mean, whenever we walked into her little place, it just, gosh, it just smelled so good. And she was in the kitchen cooking and was so happy to see us. And so I thought I would just take a second to kind of talk about her and her cooking, and something she told me right before she passed away. I was with her just a couple hours before she did pass away, and I know that she knew that I was nervous and scared and unsure of the future, which I think that obviously many of us feel that way right now. And she was barely talking at the time and pulled me close to her, and I hugged her, and she said that everything will be okay. And I truly feel that that day that someone else was there with us, because she wasn't really talking much, but someone was telling me, and it could have been her too, that everything will be okay. And I know that it will be, and I know it doesn't feel that way right now, but I feel that she was telling me that for a reason. And I'm telling you and myself that right now, that even though things feel so scattered and unsure and scary and chaotic, that everything will be okay. And unfortunately, at a time when we should be coming together and feeling unified, I feel like right at this particular point in time, we're moving very far apart from each other. And so I encourage you, and I encourage myself, to find and continue to find that connection, you know, to find that connection with the people that you love. And even though you may have different opinions of things, or you may not agree on the same things, that you still love each other and care for each other, and that you need each other right now during this time. So, and through the chaos of these past few days, I have had to personally step away and refocus and just be still and try to find joy in my own little world. So not to say that I'm not being, you know, educated on things, or you know, I'm trying to stay aware of what's going on, you know, important events right now, but I really had to step away and regroup and find myself and my joy again. So I want to talk to you about that a little bit, in case you're needing that as well. So I had to focus on me so that I could still be there for my kids, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, my kids don't know what's going on right now. They don't know what's going on, but they know that I'm their mom and they need me. They want to play. They want to laugh. They want to read. They want to cook together. And so I had to kind of really find ways for myself to, you know, despite what's going on in the world right now, to make sure that my home feels safe for them and feels, you know, still full of love. So, you know, as I mentioned in this episode title, for faith, you know, we continue to talk to our kids about Jesus and God's love for them and for our family and for the world. You know, we listen to Christian music a lot, and that can vary on whatever kind of music you like. But I'll play it, you know, in our house or while we're driving, and then just continuing to pray for peace, you know, before going to bed, and not just peace in the world and in our country, but I think peace of mind as well. And for family, you know, we spent time together playing Twister and going hiking, learning together and reading and relaxing and cooking. And I really had to do that and just, you know, put my phone down and not keep reading things and just be with them. And even more so now than any other day, I think that it really has helped me just regroup and refocus on what is important to me right now. And then of course food. And as you know, I love cooking, talk about it all the time. But now and throughout this pandemic and all this that's going on right now, you know, we've cooked and cooked and cooked, and cooking by myself or with my kids is fun and therapeutic. You know, and I love teaching my 5-year-old son about the process of cooking and, you know, introducing spices and different smells to him and different tastes and what it means to cook with love and prepare a meal for your loved ones. Even if you're not a great cook, or maybe you're not feeling very confident in your cooking, but just that process of cooking for someone and showing that you love them. And so shortly, I'm going to talk about a new project that we're working on at The Whole Mama that I'm so excited about, and I would actually love your help with. So stay tuned to the end of this episode so I can share about that with you. So in addition to those three things, the faith, family, and food, I've had to really find joy on my own terms. If I can control things going on in the world on a large scale, I know I can control things in my own life. I can control what I can do for myself and for my family. If I'm experiencing anxiety, as I'm sure many of you are as well, a heavy heart, or just overwhelming feelings, I just wanted to kind of share a couple of things that I do and that might help you as well. And you know, if you have any other ideas too, I would love to share those with others. So please message me if you do. But of course, obviously cooking a new recipe or baking with my kids, even if their whole recipe goes terrible, or if I get frustrated with them or they get frustrated with me or it doesn't taste great, it's that process, right? It's doing something you love with the people you love. And so just throughout this, you know, past year and right now, like I'm looking forward right now to going, you know, to be cooking our dinner, which is work. It takes me away from other things I probably could be doing, but it brings me joy and something to look forward to. And I know that, you know, for many of you that, you know, it's the same thing. Listening again, as I said, to Christian music or other music that makes me feel good. And sometimes just cleaning or organizing. Like right now I've got piles that I know I need to go through, and it causes me already a little bit of anxiety. So, you know, if I can at least organize that space for myself, I feel like the panicking inside, you know, may kind of go down a little bit if I can even at least clean and organize my own space. And honestly, like the other day, I was having a heavy chest and was anxious about everything going on. I was like, all right, boys, we're going to get outside. We're going to go for a quick little hike. And it was chilly, but we bundled up. And the one trail that we go on, we visit pretty often. And they have a story that you can follow through. So we read the story together. We looked for animals. We laughed. And I'll tell you, at the end, I mean, it was not even a very long, this one was not a very long hike, but I felt 10 times better. And I know my boys did as well. We went and got lunch together, got drive-through. And you know, it just really helped me reset. So if you can get outside and go for a hike or a walk or just run around for even 5 minutes, I promise you, you will feel refreshed and just in a better place. And then, of course, like if you have your own pets, like our dog is the sweetest thing in the world, loving on her or loving on our horses. And I mean, I remember feeding our horses the other day thinking to myself, they have no idea what's going on in the world right now. And it's okay. Like they're just living their lives. They're, you know, loving our company and enjoying eating their food and being outside. And it just was really a nice space to be in and just kind of, I don't know, just being still with them, which really, truly is what was what I needed this week. And of course, you know, I love cocktails and wine. So even looking forward to trying a new wine or cocktail with my husband, like we'll try a new bottle, or like with our family this week, like, hey, let's try this bottle. And, you know, just something to look forward to, or calling or Zooming with a friend, like even if it's 5 minutes, it doesn't have to be a long one, but just to kind of connect and say hi to each other. And of course, I know many of us are probably watching new movies or series right now or reading new books. I mean, all of these things can really give us something to look forward to. And it's like that saying, it's like the little things, right? We need those things right now, even if they are small. And I've personally been trying to treat myself to some nicer hair care products and body care products, just because I felt like I needed to do something for myself. So I, you know, love doing that every couple of days, taking a nice shower and using those products, diffusing essential oils, anything just to make myself feel good. And I think for you as well, whatever that is, do it, right? Because as we've talked about before, if you take care of yourself and you feel good, then you will be a better mom for your family. And then I was looking up a couple other ideas. Someone had mentioned grounding, just kind of, you know, reminding yourself what's important to you and you know, why you're important for your family and just all those things. And breathing. There are so many breathing techniques out there and you don't think about it. But I know when I'm stressed out, you know, I have to kind of catch, I have to catch my breath because I stop breathing for a minute. So working through that breath for your body and for your, just for your, you know, your mental peace. And then confirmations for yourself, like literally saying, I, you know, I am a good mom. This is a bad day. you know, I'm not perfect, it's okay. Or, you know, with everything going on right now, like, you know, I can only control what I can control. Everything is going to be fine. It's in God's hands, or, you know, whatever it is that you need for yourself, just to confirm that. So I hope some of those ideas help, because honestly, I use many of those on a daily basis to just kind of, you know, I don't know, just be my best self. So hopefully some of those will help you. And now that I just want to circle back to what I mentioned earlier about my grandmother and my new cooking project. So my grandmother's story and her incredible cooking have had just a lasting impact on me. And, you know, food was comforting to her, even in the, you know, in Europe when she was going through all these different things, right? So it was comforting to her. It was, you know, and then as she started having her own family, it was the way she expressed her love for us. And it was what I, you know, it was what I truly think helped her heal from such experiences that she went through. It helped her survive and thrive in her life. And I think that is the same for us at this time. So, you know, we're going through an incredibly challenging time right now. And I think for many, cooking for, you know, for your family and with your kids has made this past year just that much more manageable, right? And again, as I say, even if you don't feel like you're a great cook, just the whole process of cooking, and let's say you try, it's horrible, and then you order takeout, right? That's okay. But it's just trying new recipes together, trying new things. And I think that the recipes you've made can, you know, range from oldies but goodies, things you've made, you know, tons of times, right? Or to new meals you've been dying to try, and you're like, well, I've got the time to do it, we might as well try. Maybe you get a new favorite now meal for your family. So, you know, whatever you've been making at home or ordered out on those crazy days, it's brought your family, you know, together. I hope. And these recipes, you know, have, you know, might have been the one thing that you looked forward to on a bad day. You know, maybe you aren't a great cook, but you decided to try out a new recipe. And these recipes brought you and your family to gather in the kitchen together. They encouraged you to try a new spice or a new herb, or initiated storytelling about that one time, you know, Aunt Carol did this, or why grandma doesn't actually measure anything, or, you know, whatever that story might be. And so I really truly feel that these recipes have in many ways become our dear friends during this time. You know, on the days when we felt, you know, the most alone and fearful or hopeless, they brought a sense of comfort to us, like a dear friend. And we're, you know, you were able to share that friend with your spouse and your kids, right? So I want to hear about these, and they're worth sharing with me and with our, you know, our country and the world right now. And so I'm working on a project that I can hardly wait to start, but I need your help. So over the next month, we'll be creating a virtual cookbook together of our favorite recipes that we've been cooking during this pandemic, you know, political crisis and uncertainty in our lives. And I'm just so excited to do this, because I really think that, you know, it will help us kind of remember how we did this, how we survived this crazy mess of a year. And then also that, you know, we can see what other people have been cooking in their homes and just have a chance to share those stories and those recipes. So I'm tentatively, the name of my cookbook is going to be The Comfort of Cooking, a collection of recipes from mamas during the pandemic, or during, you know, so I'm not quite sure yet how I'm going to word it, but it's going to be a collection of our stories and our recipes together. So I'll be asking you to share a recipe that you've cooked, you know, for your kids or with your kids that you feel would bring joy to another family during this time. And again, if you're not one to do that, you just want to enjoy this cookbook and or encourage someone else to submit something, you know, there's no worries. I hope that whether you're contributing to it or enjoying it after, that it will be well received by all. So I'll announce shortly of how to submit everything for the cookbook, but I hope that you will contribute to it in some way, even just encouraging others to share it, to get it, to, you know, spread the word. So I'll ask you to submit a picture of the meal with or without you, if you feel comfortable having you in there. I'd love to see your beautiful face. The recipe, that must be an original, you know, whether it's original to your family or something that you've created yourself. and then the story behind that meal, if there is a great one to tell. And then I thought it might be fun also to add in a cocktail for Mama that might pair nicely. And so I'm still working on exactly what that might look like, but stay tuned for more details. I think it would be really fun. And so I hope that this collective cookbook will spark some joy and community in our lives during a time when we truly, truly need it most. And I hope that this episode might serve as a reminder that you are not alone. I could cry. That you're not alone. And whatever your beliefs about all of this are right now, you're not alone. And even if we have differences of opinion and we feel discouraged, or we feel, you know, that our families are being torn apart right now, or that we, you know, there's a lot of different opinions and feelings happening right now, and it is heavy. It's heavy on our hearts. But I hope that you remember what's most important, and that is love and loving each other, you know, no matter what, and that we will get through this. And like my grandma said, it will be okay. We will get through this together. Your heavy heart will heal, and it might take time, but in the meantime, be still and focus on faith, family, and food. And so I leave you with this today, two things. One of those is just this little quote by Rachel Martin, and it says, breathe. Your kids need you. Not perfect, but you. With your worries and your laughs and your fails and your try-agains, your love, your showing up, that's what matters. Breathe, sweet mama. And lastly, I just say a little prayer for you and your family. I pray for you for peace and comfort this week. And please stay tuned and be ready for more information about our collective cookbook together. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Hey Mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.